the spiritual bailout for our economic crisis. All the money and treasury spending in the world will not turn around our country and those of other nations. It was our founding fathers who set our economic system in motion. We must go back to their source and founding principles that created the framework for the greatest economic system ever known to mankind. It's based on the freedom to succeed and fail through self-initiative and risk.
The living source our founding fathers trusted to create our nation was really the Bible itself. They understood that the same principles the Bible talked about that applied to individuals also applied to families, organizations, and even nations.
In Deuteronomy 8:18, God says to the Jews, "Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your forefathers as it is today." If you ever forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and worship and bow down to them, I testify against you today that you will surely be destroyed. Like the nations the Lord destroyed before you, so you will be destroyed for not obeying the Lord your God.
The answer to our economic mess is not found in more money to cover the mistakes and sins of our government leaders whose decisions just spurred an overheated economy. Nor it's not even found in our banks, it's not found in our mortgage brokers, nor the brokerage houses themselves, nor the borrowers actually who accepted easy money that just was dangled in front of them, you know, without logic or standard by the lenders. If the founding fathers were alive today, I believe they would say the answer is found in a spiritual stimulus package with the chief cornerstone based on forgiveness.
The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land."
We've got to realize humility is a choice or it's a consequence. Our pride or self-centered nature, you know, or egotism, coupled with greed or jealousy or envy and deceit are all against His plan and purpose to move this world forward. The grace of a free market system allows for Bernie Madoff to con and lie for a period of time, but his plan eventually fell from the weight of his own sin of greed and deceit.
It's just an example of Wall Street's fixation on making money, salaries, and bonuses, rather than serving the public good. It's not about their compensation, but their legacy. Will anyone remember the CEO of a major corporation 10 years from now? John D. Rockefeller had a near-death spiritual encounter at 53 to realize his real mission was to give away his wealth. The experience revitalized his life to be able to live much more richly into his late 90s.
It was Benjamin Franklin reminding the delegates in the midst of their gridlock and major differences that it was God who intervened during their daily prayers that allowed them to win the war for independence. He urged the delegates to turn to prayer to find guidance to reach agreement in framing the final parts of the Constitution. He reminded the founders of the scripture, "Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain." That's something we've got to remember and keep in perspective. If you're a borrower who spent and went beyond your ability to pay, trying to help your family or achieve some kind of worthy cause. If you're a worker or a businessman, if you're a banker or a lender, if you're a government leader who led us into this crisis trying to help the less fortunate, yet set the downturn into motion and maybe leading us into another one. Now, if you're an investor or an individual seeking to build your wealth portfolio, you need to pray and ask for forgiveness. All of us should be openly admitting our mistakes to our family, our fellow workers, our friends, and confessing our sins. We need to ask for forgiveness. It's our nation, and whether you believe that you could assume any responsibility or blame in this, you still need to pray for our leaders. They're our responsibility. The mission of our life should be to spend eternity with our Lord in heaven and take as many people with us as we can. We've got to be humble. We've got to be open. We've got to trust in the Lord for peace of mind in restoring our financial capabilities and our economy. We can't do it ourselves. And we certainly can't take with us any wealth we might accumulate. So we might as well use it to do the most good while we're still here on earth. You know, bottom line, our life is about relationship with our family, our friends, our neighbors, you know, and it's with the one who created us for this very important assignment we live out here on earth. So our job then is to find that relationship and security in him and with him, and we'll never be the same again. I'm John Beener with Wise Counsel, and I hope this brief presentation has been a blessing to you.